This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. My name is Lily. I'm calling with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good, Lily. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. I'm sorry to bother you. I just wanted to follow up with you. I understand that there was an issue that you were trying to inquire about with Google.
Yeah. So the Google domains got taken over by another company, and I'm trying to get verified. I have to re-verify my business. And since you guys manage my or something, I'm not sure how that works.
Okay, I'm sorry. The phone kind of cut out there a little bit. But if I understood you correctly, are you creating another Google profile?
No. A company called Squarespace bought Google domains. And, I mean, I can send you guys the information they sent me. But so I had to verify my address and my company and everything when I got the Google domain to have the Google domain, and apparently I have to re-verify it now that this company has taken it over. I have to do it by May whatever, the end of the month.
Okay, that I haven't heard anything about, to be completely honest. We work with Google domains every day. And I see the domain that you have with us is taskmasterscolorado.com, right? So were you trying to purchase another one?
Not trying to purchase anything. Squarespace took over Google domains is what I'm being told. So So the emails I'm getting from Google and from Squarespace all say that my domain is migrating over to Squarespace now. Squarespace is going to be whatever operating it and everything. But, you know, you guys manage my website or my domain and everything. So we just have to make sure it gets re-verified so that I can continue to use the domain.
Gotcha. Okay. And how do, it does. So I do see the website. I mean, I'm sorry. I do see the domain is yours. How can we help you re-verify that though? Cause right now we have your website that we created here linked to that domain. So I'm just wondering how, So how do we help with that verification though? Cause everything looks good on our end, but if you need something from us, we'll be more than happy to help.
No, that's what I don't understand either. I mean, I tried to go in and verify it because I logged into Google domains. And I tried to verify it, and they say, since you guys, that you manage the site, that you have to verify it. And I don't know, understand how that works, but yeah, that's what I thought too.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
I don't know, is there any, can you email me or something so I can email you back so I can send you the emails that I got or something?
Absolutely.
I don't have any way of contacting you guys other than calling the website or calling. And I tried calling today and the thing kept disconnecting on me. So, you know, I wasn't real happy about that I can't get a hold of somebody in a timely manner. And I set up a call for tomorrow, but now that you called me back, I can cancel that. So.
Yes. Okay.
I just need to make sure my website's going to be up and running at the end of the month.
Of course. Of course, no problem. What I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and send you an email from support@localsplash.com, and then just feel free to reply to that with the emails that you got from them. In the meantime, I'll have our website development team check in your domain to see if anything needs to be verified or what we can do to help you do that. If it's okay with you, we should be able to follow up with you before end of day, if not by early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm out of the office. I'm actually out on the job, so I will probably head back to the office earlier than normal today so I can send that to you. I won't be able to email it to you. Well, I'll check my phone.
Okay.
I might be able to send it through my phone. Are you going to send that to Taskmasters 970 or 411?
It's going to be sent to the 411.
Okay. No, I know. Okay. So I'll look on that for that support, and then I will. Is that on my dashboard too? The support thing.
support@localsplash.com. That's our email address, but I believe it is. You can find our contact info in your dashboard as well. But I can,
okay.
I'll send you a text message if you prefer with that email address. That way you can send it there if you'd like.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll send it off here as soon as I can. I'll take a minute and try to find all the emails on my phone and just forward those to you guys. Is that okay?
Okay. That's more than fine. Yeah, definitely. I'll go ahead and send you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that way, just take a look at it because I don't really understand. Like I said, I tried to go in and they said that there was something about it that since you guys manage the website or something, that you had to help in the verification, and I don't understand how that works, but I'm sure it's going to be a big pain to try to get it all taken care of. All right?
Well, no worries. We'll try to take care of it for you here. We'll try to make it as easy as possible. If it is something that's, you know, new and happening, it's probably something we're integrating into our system right now anyway, so we'll look into it, and we'll try to make it as pain-free for you as possible here. Okay.
Okay, and then I just need to maybe change some things on the website as far as, you know, our bullet points as far as what we do, like appliance installation and stuff like that. I think we want to pull that out of there. And then, you know, I need to go through and do some stuff with the pictures and stuff like that too. So, I need to do that at some point when I'm in the office around, you know, around my computer where I can talk to you guys and go through some of that stuff at the same time. Is that possible?
Okay. Absolutely. Would you like to schedule a call? Because we can always schedule a call. Or I can, you can just send us a text message and say, hey, give me a call at this time. It's really a matter of just letting us know when you would like that call.
You guys are on the West Coast, right? You're on West Coast time?
Yeah, exactly. We're in California time, Pacific Standard Time.
So you're an hour behind me. So if we could do it like first thing in the morning or whatever, some morning, that would be best.
Okay.
That way, you know, I can be, because I do construction, so I'm out of the office, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. So. Let's see. If you'd like, we have something available tomorrow at 9 a.m. your time.
Yeah, let's do that. I set an appointment for 12 o'clock tomorrow, my time.
Okay.
Do you see that? Okay. Can we change that to 9?
Let me see here. You set it for 12 is what you said? 12 p.m. your time?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, let's see.
Pretty sure that's what it did.
Did you do that with our automated system?
I did. I did it through the chat thing, and it went on your calendar or whatever. It pulled up your calendar.
Okay, gotcha. I'm not seeing it. Possibly, did you by any chance maybe enter a different phone number, or was it the same phone number?
Same phone number. Yeah, 6458.
Interesting. I'm not seeing it, but no worries. If there's anything scheduled, we'll go ahead and cancel that, and we'll leave the appointment for tomorrow at 9 a.m. your time, if that'll be fine.
9 a.m.? Okay, that'd be great.
All right, perfect. So we'll give you a call at 9 a.m., and then I'll send you a text message right now with the email address where you can forward those emails to us, and we can get started on
that. Okay, sounds good.
Okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, perfect. You're welcome. You have a good day, Jerry.
You too, Lily. Bye.